Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you are having a fantastic week. This past Sunday, we continued our series in the Gospel of John that we're calling I Am, and we looked at John chapter 10, and we learned something just really incredible in that passage about Jesus. And what Jesus says to us in John chapter 10 is he says, I am the good shepherd. And there's so much that's great to explore in John chapter 10. And certainly we would encourage you to go read John chapter 10 on your own. But I just want to point out two things that Jesus says in John chapter 10 pertaining to his role as the good shepherd. And one of the things he says in verse 3 is that he calls his sheep out by name and then he leads them out to find good pasture. And I just want to remind you, in case you have forgotten, Jesus knows your name. And what I mean by that is he knows your name. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows your pain. He knows what you enjoy. He knows you. He knows everything about you. And I just want you to let that rest on you for a minute and be reminded that not only does Jesus know your name, he loves you. He loves you so much that he was willing to come and to suffer and to die on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin so that you, through trusting him, could be reconciled to God. Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, he knows your name and he loves you. And as you go into this day, I just want to remind you that we have such incredible hope that Jesus Christ, who he tells us in Matthew chapter 28, that he is risen and he has been given all authority. He is the risen king. He is alive and he is in charge. And guess whose name he knows? He knows your name. And he loves you. And that is something that is worth celebrating. And I'm sure that today you're going to have some great things happen and some things that are maybe a little bit more difficult. And as you go through those moments, I just want you to remember that Jesus knows your name. Maybe it would even be helpful for you right now to just say under your breath, or if you're in your car by yourself, maybe you can shout it, Jesus knows my name. And so when you're interacting later today with maybe a difficult coworker or a child who's obstinate, or maybe things in your marriage are tough right now, whatever it may be, I hope that you remember that Jesus knows your name and he loves you. But that isn't the only thing that Jesus says to us in John chapter 10. There's more, but one thing that I want to point out in our brief time in the Drivecast is Jesus says that he has other sheep and other folds. And so what that reminded me of is that, you know, we tend to think of just kind of our crew, our tribe, the people that we can see who maybe talk like us and look like us. And what Jesus is reminding us of in John chapter 10 is that he sees everyone. And he doesn't just know my name. He doesn't just know your name. Jesus knows their name. The people who have yet to come to trust Jesus, the people who are not yet maybe involved in a local church, people who maybe look differently than us, people who speak maybe even a different language than us, or maybe they're even heavily involved in a different religion right now. Jesus knows their name too, and Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. And we have the privilege and responsibility of first enjoying the fact that Jesus knows our name and he loves us, but second, as we enjoy that, it is our privilege and responsibility to share the good news of Jesus with everybody everywhere, because like he tells us in John chapter 10, he has other sheep and other folds. Another way to say that is there are other people who we don't know yet, and they belong to Jesus. And Jesus has sent his people with the message of the gospel, proclaiming that Jesus has died to pay the penalty for our sin. He invites the world to trust him and to receive forgiveness, and that he is alive and he is in charge. And we are invited to live in his kingdom as forgiven citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And that is news that is worth celebrating and sharing. And so let's take a minute and let's pray. Let's first just praise and thank God that he knows our name and he loves us. God loves you. But let's also take a minute and let's pray that God would give us opportunities to share the great news of Jesus Christ with people who are in our paths today, that maybe even today, this day, that you and I would have the opportunity to talk to someone gently and lovingly and kindly about the great news of Jesus, because he knows their name too. And so let's take a minute and let's pray. Well, again, thank you so much for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you back tomorrow on the Drivecast and that you have a great day. God bless.